When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Unfiltered and undeniably Boston. It's Morning Magic with Sue and Kendra.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, 6:20. Kendra here. Sue, there was a funny little incident that I know you'll appreciate, because for those of you listening, if you remember back a couple years ago, Sue Tabb and the famous Clemson football game story where her daughter Katie bought a ticket, but
she
was actually
scammed.
A scam.
Yeah.
And Sue managed to get on the phone and get her daughter into the game from up here
from like 1,000 miles away. Yeah. And there were like 100 other kids who also got scammed. None of them got in. And the mistake they made is they said to me, "Ma'am, you're not getting your daughter into this
Correct.
Game." And I was like, "Oh, wait. But I am."
And this one was a little bit funnier that happened yesterday, but it reminded me of that moment.
Yeah.
My husband is, you know, he's a police officer, so he's doing a training, and he's like about an hour and a half away where he has to do this training every day this week. So I have the Dunks app. He does not. So I said, just let me have the app, because I'm the one that usually goes and picks it up for the kids or puts in the orders. So he said, can you order me, you know, a coffee and a breakfast sandwich? And I said, yep, let me put it on, because I knew I had points. You know, everybody that has the Dunks app knows you have points on
it. You have the reward point
thing.
Right.
And so I had enough to get like a free sandwich and a free coffee. I had enough points on there.
Of course you did.
So
miss free.
So
miss free or discount for me only. Yeah.
It's the funniest thing. So he's an hour and a half away. So I'm like, yeah, hold on. And then I'll send you the screenshot of the receipt so you can see it in case they give you a hard time or if there's any question. So He's going through the drive-through, and then I look at the order after I put it through, and I realized that the app took my points, but it didn't apply the coffee.
It only applied the sandwich.
Right, but then once it goes away, and I checked out, so then it was gone. It was back to like 10
points. And you weren't
going to
miss out on those little coffee points.
Oh, hell no. That's important.
So what's more important is that you horrify your husband when he drives up. Go ahead.
I call the Dunkin' Donuts
in
the town that he was in, which is like an hour and a half away.
No.
I called them up. This poor soul that answered the phone. I didn't even know how to explain to him. I said, I'm sorry, but my husband is in the drive-thru and I put an order through a mobile app.
Oh, God.
And the coffee, it took my points, but it didn't apply the coffee, and he's got to get back to work. I said, you know, he can only come through quickly. Is there a way that you can make sure he gets the coffee? And the guy's like, oh yeah, sure, you can just redo the order and I'll make it for him. That's fine. I said, no, you don't understand.
The app
took my free points, and now so my free offer is gone. That was the
God
point of
forbid
ordering.
You didn't get your free coffee. Instead, you have to call the Dunkin' Donuts and say, my husband, the police officer, is in line. Can you make him a free coffee?
So then he goes, oh, that's fine. He understood what I meant. He goes, yeah, no worries. I'll make the coffee right now. What was it? I said, just medium iced regular. And in the same time, my husband pulls up to the drive-thru, and I can hear him go, hi, order for Kendra. At the same time, I not planned, by the way, the guy goes, oh, I'm on the phone with your wife.
Oh, God. Do you have any shame at all? Any
Steven,
pride?
He
any.
Goes, what? You're on the phone? What do you mean you're on the phone with my wife? What do you, what, who, like, he had no idea what was going on. So then he's texting me. I said, I'm on the phone getting your coffee. The app messed up. He was horrified. But then, sure enough, so he had to get out of line. The line was massive. He goes, everybody in Dunkin' Donuts
is
looking
at me.
Oh, they
made him pull up to the special order line?
Yes, because everybody in line is looking at me like, why are you on the phone with his wife? Like, what is going on? It's his nightmare. I'm his living nightmare.
But he got his coffee.
Got his coffee. And
was he happy?
And he was happy.
Or embarrassed?
No, both. I think he was both horrified and impressed at the same time. He goes, only you would be calling a town 2 hours away to get my coffee for free.
No, see, now that's where I am like you. I'm like, oh, I get things done. I make the call. I do whatever. But for a coffee, I don't think I would have gone through that. My husband would have killed me. Tom, if he had pulled up and I was on the phone with the person waiting on him at the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru, he would have kept driving.
I know.